Hello.
Hi Cheryl, this is Sheldon again.
Yes.
Yes. So sorry about that.
Well, you gotta do your job.
Yeah. So, we were at, did you open the Word file?
I did download it, and I went back out of it because I didn't know if you're going to be able to get back to me or not.
No, I
So
didn't.
let me get back to it.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay. One thing I do want to say, Sheldon, is somebody on the team that used to live in a different country, because I've noticed that, like the elementary school stuff, it says promoted to second standard or promoted to a new standard. I'm not familiar with that term.
Ah, it kind
I
of
mean,
depends. Let me actually find it. Promoted.
promoted to second standard or promoted to a new standard.
Clear of new class every time forward to understand. Ah. Yeah, it is like we can say it is a different term for grades, but kind of means the same. If you
Oh,
wanted
it
to change
does
it to
mean
grade, it's
it.
fine. It does mean the same, yeah.
It does. Okay. Well, I mean, I just wasn't familiar with it, and that's something I want to think about.
Well, if you want to change it, it's all fine. If you want to make any revisions, okay, on the document that I've sent you, you can do that.
I understand. I totally understand. I don't want to sound defensive. I'm just telling you, I do want to think about it because there are some things since my dad has passed, and I've taken some time for reflection. And the dad that I lost was not my blood dad. He was my real dad. He was, he wasn't Jim Bob. That's not Jim Bob, which Jim Bob is the one that abused my mom and us. But the dad that, I lost is someone I consider, someone truly
Ah,
good for me. But anyways, so I've had some reflection, and I went all the way back to chapter one. And I know you're not going to like what I have to say, but I think I just want to make some changes in chapter one too,
Oh, it's
because
fine.
my mom had four kids under the age of four when I was born, and then all of a sudden it goes to six kids, and it doesn't explain where those other two kids came in from. And then it also go, when it says that we moved, which I truly like the way it was said, but I do want to mention, we not only abandoned Jim Bob, we abandoned a farmhouse that we truly loved that had many good, intricacies and hiding places and, all the memories that we also abandoned. So not only did we happily leave someone we were so fearful of, but we also abandoned a house that had a lot of memories, and I never did mention that, and I think maybe that might be important, and I was going to get your view on that.
It's good. The more information you give to us, the more we can write on it. So that's all good. If you want to add more information, if you want to make changes, that's fine.
Okay. And do you remember me writing in the, I know it was a very long text, but do you remember me writing that when I saw chapter two come up and I saw too many kids for one mom, which it was true, there was just too many kids for one mom. All of a sudden, I don't like a title on the chapters. I kind of was thinking about having the hierarchy of needs pyramid. Do you remember reading about that in my text?
I have read a lot of stuff, Cheryl.
I can imagine. I can only imagine. I know,
yeah.
I'm not the only person, and that's why I asked if you do remember. But
no.
Abraham Maslow and his hierarchy of needs, you know, that he believes in, has that pyramid, and you have to meet each a slot or level in the pyramid before you can go to the next level, as as Abraham Maslow believes. So I thought, instead of having a title for each chapter, have that hierarchy of needs pyramid. And if we're on chapter one, the bottom of the pyramid would be shaded in, because that's the level of need, the need to be loved, the need to be changed, the need to be fed, the need, you know what I'm saying, before you can go to the next need. So when I saw the title, which I gave you, I kind of went, oh, my gosh, you know what, I don't think I like that. So I wanted to get your opinion on just having like a visual, I guess, you know, where it would just be the pyramid and then what level you're on at that chapter. And then, of course, multiple chapters could have the same level of pyramid, because you're going, the older you get, the longer you're in that level, if that makes sense.
So basically what you're trying to say is you want to change the table of contents and convert that
into
a pyramid.
Yes. So the table of contents basically would just be chapter one, and then, you know, and it might say, you know, for the table of contents, it might say, I don't even know what it would say, except, because the levels aren't really numbered or anything.
Actually might be difficult. That is what I'm trying to get at. If we can create levels in the book, that might be possible.
But keep the table of contents as it is. Is that what you're saying? Like chapter two would be too many kids for one mom, but when you went to chapter two, it would show that level of, on the pyramid, or what?
I think I have an idea for this. Let me give it a thought for a second. So, I am thinking what we can do is we'll have a table of contents, okay? Then we'll give below the introduction, okay, below the introduction, let's add a note, okay? On that note, we can make a pyramid that just explains what the color descriptions in the book are.
Okay.
So that way you can still have a table of content and still integrate the Maslow's hierarchy.
Okay.
That's my idea. What do you think?
I think that sounds good.
But you'll have to help us define what color goes where.
And it's not so much of a color. It would just be, you know, if you're on chapter three, then maybe that second level would be highlighted. It's just, so you would, below the introduction, you would show the different levels of the hierarchy and what each level means, not necessarily a color. Unless you want to put a color with them, we can try and do that.
Oh, I have an idea. I have another idea. In most books, we can just give descriptions of Maslow's hierarchy in the introduction, okay? What we can do is, when we give a header to a page, okay? We can add that into the header, like what exactly is this defining? Is this chapter defining? Okay. Like in the header, you can say on the left page, it will say the beginning, like for chapter one. And on the right side, on the right page, it will show whatever, you know, like what does chapter one mean to you? What does it define?
Okay. So the needs of that.
Yeah,
child
the specific
at that
needs
moment.
Of
okay.
that chapter related to that chapter will be highlighted on the head of the right page.
Okay. Okay.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
That way you won't have to actually integrate any colors, but you'll just be defining it on the headings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Cool. So let's do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you have any other idea?
No, the big thing was, you know, just seeing that in print kind of like threw me back. And also there, if you want to get, since I got you off track, if you want to get back to, now I opened up the PDF that has everything written in it so far for the book, and then I opened up the one that I had to download.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all written in red and has the words formatted.
Mm-hmm.
So what I need to know from you is if I want to make, well, I am going to be making some changes. Is this where you want me to make them on what you had me open up?
The Word document, what you can do is, can you open the Word file?
I'm not, when you say Word file, I'm looking at a document that has all kinds of words on it. I don't know what you mean.
No,
I don't have anything that actually says Word file on it.
It's fine.
I'm sorry, Sheldon.
No problem. Relax. It's okay. On the top of your screen, what do you see? It should say Cheryl L. Russell, 3 March 2022, draft 1. Does it say that? Does it look blue on the top?
No, it says Cheryl L. Russell track report.
Yeah,
3 in
you're
parentheses,
on the different document.
PDF.
You're on a different document.
I'm on the wrong document. Okay,
yeah.
Let me close
that's
this
not
out.
The one you can edit. That's not the one you can edit.
Okay.
This you saw the email,
oh,
right?
No.
It had two files.
Yeah, yeah. I opened up the wrong one. That's what happened.
That's fine. What we'll
so
do from now on, what we can do from now on, is I'll send you a single file, Word file rather than a PDF, so you can just have one file and you can edit just that, okay?
Okay, so you'll send me the one that I edit, okay. All right, so let me open this back up to make sure that mine says what you want it to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't been thinking properly since I've been back. I've just been doing all kinds of crazy stuff. In fact, somebody called me today about Dad, so.
It'll take time. You'll recover.
Okay. All right, so what it has at the top of the page, in blue, like a green blue,
yeah,
is Cheryl L. Russell, 3 March 22, yeah. Draft 1 doc.
Yeah, just below that, you should see a yellow headline. Do you see it? Like a yellow bar going across.
No,
something
I don't
with
see
a
it.
Button like enable editing kind of button somewhere.
No. It just has like the printer signature and it has the download, not printer signature, printer symbol, the download symbol. And then it has a symbol for forward, and then to make it larger, open up, you know, a new window.
Oh, wait, did you download?
No, I don't have a yellow.
Did you download?
I'm sorry, I do not.
Oh, that's what I'm asking. Did you download the file?
When I opened it up, it was already downloaded for me. I just opened it up.
Do you see an option to download it?
Not this one, the last one I there was. This one just came up and it says, like what you said, it says that on top, and then it says, can I go yet, which is the title of the book. That's all it has. Page 1 of 21.
So, that's fine. Scroll down, you should see the rest of it. And do me a favor, just click anywhere on the page.
Okay.
And type any word. Type in any word. Does it appear?
On
the page, yeah.
No, it's not appearing. No.
Yeah.
I just typed my name and it didn't come through.
I don't think you have downloaded this one.
Okay, well, how do I download it if it already shows up?
Okay. Let me see which email you are using. Can you tell me which email you're using? You're using Yahoo, right?
I'm using Yahoo, yes.
Okay. So go on the Word file and write. Do you go back to the email? Go back to the email and find that March 4 email.
I have March 4th email.
Okay. Do you see the Word document on it? A file with probably ending with .docx.
You know, actually, Sheldon,
mm-hmm.
This is March 3rd for me. It says March 3rd. I'm just now noticing that. Just says,
might
and
be
March 4th,
March
I just...
3rd. Might be March 3rd. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I sent it. Could be March 3rd, yeah.
And then you sent me a quick email on the 7th, just checking in. You didn't really send anything. There's
yeah,
nothing
I didn't
attached
really send
on
anything
that
on.
One.
Yeah.
So then the one before.
That's fine. You have to open the 4th. It's fine. If you have the 3rd March email, that's fine. And yeah, it has two documents attached, right?
It does. It has two documents. One was 40.2 KB, is it? Whatever, how many,
yeah,
you know.
That's the one, that's the one. That's the one you have to download.
That's one, yeah, that's the one I opened, and it's already got words. I mean, it doesn't say download, it just says, can I go yet?
No, you clicked the document, right?
I did what?
Right-click the document. Right-click the, you know.
Right-click it?
Yeah, right-click it.
No, I did not right-click it.
Right-click
okay,
it will
so
give
right
you the
click
option
it.
To download, I think.
I right-clicked it, and it says back, forward, reload, save as, print, cast.
No, that's not it. That's not it. I don't know why it's not allowing
okay.
you to download. It's weird. Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me try this. Oh, it said as a zip file. What's a zip file?
Oh, you can download it as a zip file as well. Do it. I'll help you out.
Okay, now it's... Where'd it go? Oh, it's got the blue circle going around and around and around.
It'll take a minute.
Okay, now, I think I see what you want me to see now, because there's all kinds of stuff on this header.
Yeah, now you see a lot of stuff, right? You see,
yes.
Like, file, home, insert, draw.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, below those, you should see a yellowish headline. Do you see it?
Yes.
Yeah, on that, you should see Enable Editing. Do you see it?
Oh, golly. Actually, I must have said yes too soon because my yellow is a text highlight color. So that's not what you want.
Yeah, below that. Do you see anything in yellow?
Below that, no, it's just the font, the paragraph, unless the paragraph would have something.
No, no.
I don't have anything yellow.
Okay,
no,
then
no.
It's fine. Then it's fine. Just scroll, click again, click on the page and type something. See if you get it.
Okay. Oh, my, yeah, I'm typing my name. It came up.
That's good. That means you don't have to enable anything. It's enabled.
Okay, this is how you're going to send it from now on.
Yeah, so you can type it.
Correct?
You can
okay.
Yeah, you can edit it as well. So what I want you to do,
okay.
The only favor I want you to do is, do you see font options, right?
Yes.
Change the color to red when you're editing. The color of the font should be red, so the team has an idea of what changes you're making.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that helps
right.
us out
so
a lot.
So anything I write will be red.
Yeah, anything you write would be red.
Make
or any color
red.
You want, green, red, blue, just on black.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
And once I make these changes,
you can just
then
email
I'll
them
just
back.
Send it to you in the PDF. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't worry about it. You won't be receiving any more PDFs, so you don't have to worry about seeing all that formatted and everything. You'll just see.
Okay.
The smaller and more reasonable changes, okay?
And this is what I know what to look for now, since you let me find it. Okay.
So.
All right, that sounds good. Well, I got my copyright. Did Daniel tell you?
Yeah, I did.
I paid for it. I don't know if I have it, but I paid for it.
It'll take some time.
Yeah,
it's
that's
gonna
what
take
he said.
Some time.
It's yeah.
It's a lengthy process. It takes around 3 months. So it's a lengthy process.
Okay.
But it's good that you got it. It's very important to get it to protect your information.
Okay.
Yeah. So once you're done editing,
just one.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Send it my way, and any other questions you have that I should help you out with.
Well, Sheldon, when I make the changes,
mm-hmm.
do. I just leave your stuff alone, right? And I just
mm-hmm.
put mine in red. I don't erase anything you did, right?
No, you can erase it, no problem. Just add it.
I can, okay. Okay, all right. I wanted to make sure about that.
No problem.
And also, should I write something like, I know I, you know, have that introduction and it's pretty powerful, but... do I need to write anything other than what you and I discussed about being in nursing school and learning about Maslow's hierarchy, or just leave it at that?
If you want to
leave
add,
it as.
If you want to add something from your own on the introduction, you can do that as well. Or you can just highlight something you want added here, like just type in brackets, like add something
mm-hmm.
about Maslow's hierarchy, or, you know, design this,
okay.
or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. So, and we'll
all
get
right.
it done. No problems.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. So.
All right. Well,
work on the
by
file.
Monday, you should be receiving quite a bit.
It's good. It's all good. Send them my way, and I'll start working on it. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Sheldon, thank you for your patience with me. I appreciate it.
No problem, Cheryl. Absolutely. It's
okay.
All good. Okay.
And happy Good Friday to you. And happy Easter.
Good Friday to you, too. Happy Easter as well, thanks. Cheryl. Take care of yourself. Have a good day.
Yes.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.